Okay, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, the Coom Round Report. Who am I speaking with here?
You're speaking to Luis Rivas with ICUJP.
Yeah, Luis, can you tell me, what are your thoughts about the public education system here in California and Los Angeles?
Right, well, you know, I could only speak from my own personal experience being a product of that public education system. I went to Van Nuys High School, before that I went to Van Nuys Middle School, and then before that I went to Sylvan Park Elementary. And I'll speak more on going to the high school, because that's obviously what I remember more about that. And unfortunately, at our school, years ago, I don't know how it is now, but years ago, we did have an administration that was sometimes directly or boldly racist, and other times it was more subtle and indirectly. I won't name any names, but I'm sure some of them are still working there. So it was kind of a negative experience for us. Mm-hmm. Like I said, for me personally, I know on a lot of places academically I failed as a student, so I own up to that responsibility. However, I think the structure of it in a lot of places in LAUSD mimics that of Van Nuys High School, mm-hmm. which it wasn't necessarily just the individual, just the student's fault. I think the structure, the administration, the counselors especially, there weren't a lot of helpful advice. It wasn't a nurturing environment. You know, I remember once going to a counselor and just being really curious about going on into college, you know, because I'd be the first in my family to go on into college. And it was always talked down to go to school. It was like, you know what, you should really invest your efforts into finding a good job after high school, which, you know, it's not the mm-hmm. thing that you want to hear as a kid, you know, really mm-hmm. motivated to try to experience the university life. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we had a high presence of police on campus. You know, obviously Van Nuys isn't the nicest area in the valley or in LA County, but that definitely has a psychological effect on a student, I would imagine, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anytime you have a high presence of police, it's not, mm-hmm. it does not condone a good atmosphere. Then, thirdly, you know, we had a lot of military recruiters that would come on campus, and that was one thing that I'll always remember in my head, because there were, you know, different branches of the military. We had the Marines, we had the Air Force, and we had the Army, but the more dominant ones were always the Marine and the Army, and they would have pull-up bars, they would have nice cars on campus, they would hand out literature, stickers, and stuff like that, really get all the kids, mainly the men, the mm-hmm. young boys, motivated, you know, like, this is what it is to be a man, this is your masculinity, this is the ideal thing that you should strive for. Mm-hmm. So all of us took the ASVAB test, you know, and we had different individual meetings with military recruiters and letting us know, like, what area we would be good at if we were to join the military. And I just felt like, you know, kind of, it was disturbing, because it mm-hmm. seems like, in my mind, in my ideal school, the number one thing that should be nurtured and encouraged is high school students applying directly into a four-year university, whereas in my experience it wasn't the case. It was mm-hmm. get a job, go to the military, or just go to a community college.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Thank you very much, Louis. Right. Talking about the public education system.
No problem. Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Good little 3-minute bite.